Hillary, let's talk about the meeting last night. You got good news with a grant, correct?
Yes, Brad. It was announced last week we received a $307,000 grant from the Delta Regional Authority to fund a sewer extension project on 62 East. That will come up along the north side of 62 there by the fire station property where we're going to build a new fire station at, up to about O'Reilly's there to serve sewer along that section. The highway doesn't have it. So we got that grant award. So last night, one of the things the council had to do was approve a resolution entering into an agreement with the Delta Regional Authority to formally start that process so we can put that job out for bid. And hopefully within the next 30 days or so, start construction on that sewer expansion out there.
Very good. Got some items taken care of, too, for the Water and Sewer Department last night.
Yes, Brad, and those, you know, we had approved them at the last meeting. The items were in the budget for our 22 year for some pumps, valves, just some lift station maintenance type items that are those items you replace with age. And since we had budgeted those items 4 months ago, and then we did the approval to purchase them last week and went back to get our official quote to buy them, they had almost doubled in price during this last 4 months. So we had to go back to the council and reapprove that additional expenditure last night because those are pumps for those lift stations that it's not, you can't do without them. You got to have them. And they're at the point of being replaced, or we're going to have some issues. So we need to get those purchased last night. So we got that done. And then, Brad, we also made a commitment to the Firefighters Association in Mountain Home. Since 1993, we've had a 1947 Chevrolet fire truck. The original fire truck that belonged to the city of Mountain Home. That item was taken out of service in 93. It's been in one of our remote stations since that time. Well, the association has made a commitment to restore that and put it back in its original mint condition. And they're going to be raising money around the community through raffles or pie sales or whatever they can do. They'll definitely just take a good old handshake and a donation, you know. To restore that piece of equipment to its original stage. And so what we did last night as a council is approve the guys doing that, but also we made a commitment to them. We will, from this point forward, provide a place to store that on public display once they get it restored. You know, as we improve our fire facilities going forward, in the next few years, I could see us in one of them possibly having a mini museum or something that had, pieces of equipment been used over the years in Mountain Home, pictures of fires over the years, just a little bit of history about the fire department. And this truck would be a great fit there.
All right. Anything else we need to mention this morning, Mayor?
We do, Brad. You know, we're right in the middle of our signups for youth sports right now, softball, baseball, that type of stuff. And, you know, we're not too far away from being ready to start playing spring sports. And so if you haven't signed your little ones up, you can contact the youth center over there. You can even go to the city website, go to Parks and Recreation, and there's an online way to sign those little ones up. So, it's going to be here. We get very many more of these 70 days, and everybody's going to be wanting to get out and play a little ball or something. So if you hadn't signed up those little ones, do so. We're ready to play.
Very good. Mayor Hillary Adams, hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you.